and they wanted to keep each other warm, but when they got closer together, they sort of prickled each other. And so they knew they needed each other's warmth, but they prickled each other. So this is a short story. The moral is this. They needed each other for the warmth, but they needled each other with their quills. All right. That was a dad joke for you. All right. We need each other, but sometimes we needle each other. Don't look at your spouse, all right? Just stay focused. We need each other every single day, but we kind of needle each other. And so if we learn how to work together, one of the things I love about Grace Point Church is the people here are working together. The goal is always to work together, get the job done, accomplish the most for Christ. And so I'm very grateful to get to be a part of that on just an everyday basis. And so as a part of that, though, sometimes you have to work through some personality issues. Sometimes you got to figure it out. Jody and I will be married 30 years coming up in just a few weeks. Yep. Yeah. I don't know if you're clapping for her or me, but anyway. All right. I mean, 30 years, you run into some conflict along the way. You got to learn how to handle some conflict. You needle each other. I need you. And then we needle each other. So we got to make sure that we're doing things right. So I want to start with a very famous duo of friends this morning and really kind of look into what the Bible says about being friends and how to be friends and how to care for each other and how to work through some conflict. This is the friends I want us to look at right here. Yeah. If you don't have your popcorn, grab it, all right? Just hold your hand up. Maybe somebody will bring you some popcorn because we're going to watch a little bit of movie this morning, all right? Woody and Buzz. I mean, this is an iconic friendship now, all right? If you don't know who these people are, this is planet Earth where we are right now, all right? So everybody has seen these guys. So in Toy Story 1, let me give you the storyline real quick. Woody and the other toys belong to Andy. Andy is the little boy who lives in the house, and he's got all these toys, and he is always playing with the toys, and he's a good kid, right? And everybody's happy. And then, also you need to know, Woody is Andy's favorite toy. Woody is the sheriff right there, all right? Woody is Andy's favorite toy. But then Andy gets a new toy, and his name is Buzz Lightyear. And he's got buttons and noises and laser rays and all kinds of cool stuff. And he immediately becomes Andy's favorite toy. Buzz doesn't know that he's a toy, though. Buzz thinks that he is a space ranger sent to Earth to save the planet. All right? So he's a little bit delusional. Just think about any friends you might have right now that fit into that category. They're a little bit self-important. Then this one's going to be for you. Woody immediately becomes jealous and wants to keep Buzz from playing with Andy. So he starts concocting a plan like, how am I going to do this? He doesn't want to kill Buzz, but he does want to push him to the side. He just wants him to be in a corner hanging out behind the furniture so Andy can't find him. In the meantime, Andy's family is about to move to a new house. And Woody and Buzz end up in danger because of the conflict between the two. And they get lost away from Andy's house. And then, here we're going to sermonize this one real big. And then they have to forgive each other and learn to work together. And there's a happy ending, all right, as any good movie has. If you're one of those people who likes to be crying at the end of the movies, I don't even like you. I don't even want to be around you. My family has a hard time with me because I'm like, is this going to end? If it's not going to end good, just turn it off right now because I'm not doing it. Life is hard enough without us adding to it and just piling on. So this one has a very happy ending, all right? So every one of us works in this cycle of needing people, needling people, or getting needled, and we find ourselves hurt, and we have to learn to forgive. So if you're going to be in relationship with people, all right, your dog may love you no matter what happens, all right, but people are not the same. We have to learn how to deal with each other. We have to work through this cycle. We get hurt and we forgive, and we hurt and we forgive. We sometimes hurt other people and we need forgiveness because this cycle works all the way around. So Andy, the little boy, was always has always played with Woody, but now he's playing with his new toy, Buzz, and Woody gets jealous. Take a look.
Don't let it get to you, Woody.
Let what?
I don't, what do you mean? Who?
I know Andy's excited about Buzz, but you know, he'll always have a special place for you.
Yeah, like the attic. All right, that's it.
Unidirectional bonding strip.
Mr. Lightyear wants more tape.
Listen, Lightsnack, you stay away from Andy. He's mine, and no one is taking him away from me.
What are you talking about?
Where's that bonding strip?
And another thing, stop with this spaceman thing. It's getting on my nerves.
Are you saying you want to lodge a complaint with Star Command?
Oh, okay. Ooh, well, so you want to do it the hard way, huh?
Don't even think about it, cowboy.
Oh, yeah? Tough guy?
Dare you open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet? My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
You actually think you're the Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, all this time I thought it was an act. Hey, guys, look! It's the real Buzz Lightyear!
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no. Buzz, look, an alien!
Where?
Ah!
All right, get a bag of get a mouthful of popcorn for this next point. All right, so here's Woody was jealous, and then he's got to figure out what to do, and he handles it completely wrong. Has anybody in the room ever handled it wrong when you got your feelings hurt? Nobody. This is a perfect church right here. All right, Buzz comes across. He just comes across as arrogant and aloof. And Woody knows the truth, and so he's having a real problem with it. On top of that, Andy is, at this point, likes Buzz a little bit better than he does Woody. And sometimes personality conflict happens because we're jealous or because we're annoyed or we just get a little hurt along the way. Personality conflict is inevitable. So sometimes we live as if we are going to be the first person in history to avoid personality conflict. That we are the ones that should be able to go to work and never have a problem. And that we should be able to have a marriage where there's never any division or differing decisions. And so we kind of, and when this happens to us, according to your personality, when this happens to us, some of us get very, very hurt, and we start to pull away. We start to move away. We start to move away from our work. We're like, I'm looking for a new job, because I know everybody at the next job is going to be perfect. Listen, it's the same people at the new job that you're dealing with right now. And if you go look for a new church, it's going to be the same people at the next church that you're dealing with in the church you're at. It's the same people everywhere we go. It's inevitable. We have to learn how to handle it and what to do with it. So here's the first point that I want us to get from Woody and Buzz this morning. There are no perfect people. Does that make you feel better? It makes me feel better, all right? There are no perfect people. I mean, you might be better at one thing than I am, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I might be better at something than you, but we're not perfect. What happens is we tend to look at other people's highlights and our lowlights. We look at other people and we compare ourselves, and then we start to feel like, I need to find out what's really going on with them. You know, you're like, when you say something like, they're just too perfect. Something's going on. I know there's more to this story. And there's always more to the story. There's always more to the story. Romans chapter 3 says this, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Every one of us has sinned. Everybody's messed up. Everybody's made mistakes. God picks people, flawed people, to do his work. I love this. God picks messed up people to do his work. People that you and I would never pick to do work for him, to bless. He just picks people that you and I, the Bible is full of people that we wouldn't have picked. I mean, Abraham was an old man when he finally was the father of this child that God had promised him much earlier in his life. Abraham was way too old. And Isaac, the Bible said, was a daydreamer. And Jacob was a liar. And Joseph was abused. And Moses couldn't speak plainly. And Gideon was afraid. And Timothy was too young. King David had an affair and he was a murderer. Jonah ran from God. And Naomi was a widow. And Job went bankrupt. And John the Baptist ate bugs. That's the truth. Look it up. Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep when they were supposed to be praying. Martha worried all the time. The Samaritan woman was divorced a bunch of times. Zacchaeus was too small. Timothy had an ulcer. I feel like I fit right in that crowd. I feel like this, if God can use these crazy people, he can certainly use me along the way. There are no perfect people. Maybe you and I can share a little grace along the way. Where you forgive me and I forgive you and we work together. Here at Grace Point, we have this saying. It goes like this. If you are perfect, you cannot come to church here because you'll mess it up for the rest of us. All right? Listen, and here's the other side of that same coin. If you think you found the perfect church, just give us 2 weeks. We'll prove you wrong. There is no such thing as perfect people or perfect churches. So when we get hurt in church or home or work or wherever it is, how do we handle it? What is it that we're supposed to do? Because of some bad decisions by Woody, they both, Buzz and Woody, ended up in a scary situation. Take a look.
Can I help pump the gas?
Sure. I'll even let you drive.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you're 16.
Yep. Buddy, Bob.
How am I going to convince those guys it was an accident? Buzz! Buzz! Ha! You're alive! This is great! Oh! I'm saved! Andy will find you here. He'll take us back to the room, and then you can tell everyone that this was all just a big mistake. Huh? Right? Buddy?
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet, are we?
No.
Okay, come on! You want a piece of me?
Do you realize that I'm not there? I'm lost.
Oh, I'm a lost toy.
All right. So Woody has a real problem with Buzz. He really tries to hurt Buzz, and then they end up in this situation, and now they're left all alone. I encourage you to watch the whole movie. There's some good stuff that happens right after that. But because of both of their stubbornness and lack of forgiveness, they are left in the cold instead of being where they want to be with Andy. Now, that if you don't get anything else we say today, get this one. Because of their stubbornness and lack of forgiveness, they ended up in the cold instead of where they wanted to be. Which is number two. Unforgiveness destroys. Unforgiveness destroys. Hebrews 12:15 says this. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. He said, I want you looking out for each other. I want you to take care of one another. Make sure that you all receive God's grace. He wants us to care about each other and point each other to Christ. Now watch what he says. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. A poisonous root of bitterness in our hearts. Every one of us has been hurt along the way. Maybe your best friend forgot your birthday, or maybe your dad criticized your career path, or maybe you were bullied as a child, or maybe your spouse had an affair. Big and small. I mean, offenses come in all shapes and sizes. We're all familiar with the feeling of being hurt, that somebody didn't care about us enough to do the right thing. They chose the wrong path, and we feel mistreated, especially by the people that love us. It's at this point that we have decisions to make. It's at that point when we realize that hurt has come our way that we've got to choose which path we're going to take. The longer we carry a grudge, the heavier the burden becomes. The longer I carry a grudge, the heavier it gets. Feeding on unforgiveness is just poison. When I just nurture bitterness, it's like holding on to poison. Nelson Mandela said it this way: hating someone is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die from it. When I hate someone, it's like me drinking the poison and hoping it hurts them. You see, if I'm the one that's holding on to the bitterness, I'm the one that has to deal with it. They might have been the one that caused the hurt, but I get to choose how I'm going to live the rest of my life. Forgiveness becomes easy when we realize, easier when we realize we're not perfect. That there might be people in our path that we have hurt and we need to apologize to. That we might have left a trail behind us of people that are bothered and carrying bitterness in their heart because of something we did. We might not have even known we did it. We might have just been acting selfishly, not even thinking about how it was affecting other people. So if I want to forgive somebody else, I've got to start by recognizing who I really am, what I really am. That's why the Bible tells us this: if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now God loves us. Jesus died on the cross so we could be forgiven. We know that. He wants to forgive us. But we have to own our part of it. We have to confess it. So when we are dealing with our own anger and bitterness, then we are the ones that have to confess it. We're the ones that have to say we're having trouble with it. We're the ones that have to realize that we aren't perfect in the beginning and that we are going to have to trust God to help us with this. In this next clip, Buzz realizes that he is not who he thought he was. Take a look.
Calling Buzz Lightyear. Come in, Buzz Lightyear. This is Star Command.
Buzz Lightyear,
do you read me?
Buzz Lightyear responding. Read you loud and clear.
Buzz Lightyear, planet Earth needs your help.
On the way.
Buzz Lightyear,
the world's greatest superhero, now the world's greatest toy. Buzz has it all. Blocky wrist communicator.
Calling Buzz Lightyear.
Karate chop action.
Wow.
Pulsating laser light. Multi-phrase voice simulator.
In uncharted space.
And best of all, high-pressure space wings.
To infinity and beyond.
Not a flying toy.
Get your Buzz Lightyear action figure and save a galaxy near you.
Buzz Lightyear.
Available at all Al's Toy Mountain outlets in the Tri-County area.
Believe I could fly. Why I fly?
All right, pull out the tissues and let's... Woo! That's the lowest moment, I promise. And for some of us, the lowest moment in our life is when we realize we're not what we thought we were. When we recognize that we are more messed up than we thought we were. When we've made more mistakes than we thought we did. And we have to be humble to come to God and say, Lord, I'm not enough. I don't have what it takes. I can't do it. I wish I was stronger. I wish I was better. I wish I was more perfect. I'm not. That's when we come to God. And that's when we're supposed to come to God. For most of us, we come to Christ at a low point in our life when we recognize that things are not what we hoped they would be. For most people, life does not turn out like you thought it was going to be when you first started. Usually it turns out differently. Maybe later on you realize it's even better than I thought it was going to be. But I had to go through some stuff. I had to work through some garbage before I got to that point. And here's number three. Humility is a first step toward forgiveness. Humility is when we just say, Lord, I need your help. James 4 and 10 says this, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Are you tired of trying to lift yourself up? It's exhausting. Trying to do it all on your own. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. Humility is when you realize God loves me enough to help me with the things I'm struggling with. It's when we realize that God wants to work in us. Humility is recognizing and accepting that I might have hurt somebody else along the way. Humility is recognizing that I might need forgiveness from somebody else. It's that moment when we realize that we're not enough, that we all fail, that we can't do it on our own, that we need God's help, and we put our faith and our trust in him, that we are not perfect. Forgiveness is humbling ourselves to say, I'm going to give up. When it comes to forgiveness, I'm going to give up my right to be angry so that I can move forward. If I'm living in that moment of hurt my whole life, then I never become all that God wants me to. Forgiveness says I'm going to humble myself before God. And the Bible teaches us that vengeance is his. He'll get whoever back needs to be got back. He'll take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. I don't have to do that for myself. I can let God be my defender, and I can move forward and let go of the past. Some of us have been carrying a heavy burden for so long, a heavy burden of bitterness for so long, that we don't even know what it feels like to be free anymore. We've just been walking with this heavy load, and we're tired. We're tired. And God is trying to say, I want to heal you. I want to help you. But one of the steps is recognizing that I can't fly. I can't do that. I need your help, Lord. And I want to move forward from that hurt. Because here's the thing. You might have been hurt in your past. Any number of a million ways you might have been hurt. All right. But God does not want you stuck in that moment. God wants you moving forward and walking in freedom. All of us. He wants us walking in freedom and grace today. He wants that journey to start for us today. And we have to decide we want it and give up our right to be angry about it because we're not perfect in the beginning. All right. It's about to go up right here, okay? All right. Woody and Buzz finally learn to forgive each other, start working together because it's what's best for both of them and for everybody around them. Take a look.
What a wonderful phrase.
I can't hold on much longer.
Sleep, hang on!
Ouch!
Great!
Woody, the rocket!
The match! Yes! Thank you, Sid!
Woody, what are you doing?
Hold still, Buzz.
You did it. Next stop, Andy.
Wait a minute. I just lit a rocket. Rockets explode!
Should have held on longer.
Look, look, it's Woody and Buzz coming up fast!
This isn't flying, this is falling with style.
To infinity and beyond! Buzz, we missed the truck!
We're not aiming for the truck!
And there he is. There they are, back with Andy again. Everybody give him a hand.
Woohoo!
All right. The idea that we have to forgive and we have to work together is a biblical concept. It's just all throughout the scripture. One of the things I think we need to remember in all of this is number four, there is power in together. When you and I are working together, God created families a long, long, long time ago. Why? So people could work together. God created the church. Why? We could work together. We could hold each other up. We could build each other up. Forgiveness is when we humble ourselves and we say, I'm going to work together and I'm going to grow. We're going to grow together. 1 Peter 3 says this, finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted. Keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing. There's a lot packed in there. Why is it so hard to get along with other people? Because Satan does not want us getting along with other people. He does not want us working together. He understands the power of two people working, going in the same direction. The power of a team working for the same goal. A team of people laying down their own desires and combining forces to accomplish something bigger than themselves. Satan understands all that. God created that. He wants to fight that. He wants to keep us from working together. When I was a kid, we used to sing a song called When We All Pull Together. And so you'd always pick a partner. I almost made you do this morning. So you just need to say thank you to me later. Did I make you stand and do this? So you grab a partner, and it would go like this. When we all pull together, together, together. When we all pull together. I see some people nodding. We all pull together. How happy we'll be. And it goes on. That's all I'm singing. All right. So as little boys, we used to try to jerk each other's arms. So just hurt each other when we're doing it. But here's the deal. When we decide to work together, when we decide that we're going to forgive and let things go, it doesn't mean that a relationship is going to be perfect. It might mean that you don't even get that relationship back. But it does mean that you got to let that go so you can be free and you can walk in grace and receive the blessings that God has for you. So I want to say to somebody, and we're going to close in just a minute. If there's that moment in your life where you get quiet and nobody else is around and your mind goes to that person who hurt you. Maybe it was a week ago or a decade ago or a lifetime ago. But your mind goes to that person. They got some power over you even today. And God does not want you living with them having power over you. He wants you and me to submit our will in humility to His power and let Him work in us to heal us and build us up, and bless us, and take us to the next level. But as long as we value the hurt that somebody else did to us a long time ago. And if we're thinking about it all the time, we value it. If we're focused on it, for some reason, we value it. And this means we can let go of it and say, Lord, I need you to forgive me. I know I'm not perfect, and I want to walk in your grace today. I want to walk in your grace today. God knows where we are, and there are some hurts that are bigger than other hurts. But God has promised us that if we're willing to let it go, he wants to heal us. He wants to help us. He wants to be there with us along this way. So there's two questions. Am I willing to be forgiven? Am I willing to say, God, I want you to cleanse me. I want you to forgive me. I want you to change me. And then, am I willing to forgive others? Am I willing to forgive the other people in my life that I've been hurt by? If you don't know Christ, if you don't know him, the most important thing that you're going to do today is make a decision about following Jesus. I want you to know Jesus. Above everything else, just to know Christ and walk with him. So if that's you and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, we like to say it's as simple as A, B, C. You have to admit that you've sinned. You have to believe in Jesus and confess him as Lord of your life. A, B, C. So we're going to pray, and that can be your prayer today. Maybe you're beyond that. Maybe you've already accepted Christ, but you're sort of nursing some bitterness there that it's time to let go of, that you know you want to be free from. And God wants to help you with that. We're going to pray right now. It's just a starting point. Because deliverance is an event, is something that happens, and then it's followed by a process, all right? So we can be delivered from that if we want to. So we're going to pray right now. Father, we thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. You have blessed us. You have helped us, Lord. You have walked with us through every part of our journey. But Lord, today we pray that every person who doesn't know you, Lord, that they would start their journey with you. Today, they would admit their sin. They believe in you. They would confess you as Lord and start fresh and brand new and let you take them on this journey that you have for them, Lord. They would just walk with you as their Savior. And Lord, if there's anybody in the room who is holding on to a hurt, today I pray, Lord, for the courage to lay it down, the courage to just set it aside and walk away, move toward you, Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord, that these things happen. And we just ask for your help. We ask for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to accomplish this in us right now, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's give him some praise, everybody. Amen. 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 I just encourage you to find somebody, whichever one of those prayers you just prayed. If you just started your journey with the Lord, find somebody who's a believer and tell them and talk to them about it. If you're starting this journey of forgiveness, find somebody, talk to them about it, start your journey, all right? And don't pick it back up. Let it go. All right, back on the screen, we got Woody and Buzz. Listen, I hope that when we are walking through life, when we're walking through life, that we're having a good time with people that we love. If you are not around people you love, you need to be back here next Sunday. You need to be a part of what's going on here at Grace Point, because there's so many good things happening. And I'm very thankful to get to be a part of this. It's just about friendship. It's about growing closer to one another. And that's why we had popcorn this morning. And that's why we're about to go eat ice creams in the foyer, all right? Father, bless us today as we go. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, everybody.